The Adventure of the Speckled Band. On looking over my notes of the 70 or so cases which I have made over the last 8 years to study the method of my friend Sherlock Holmes, I find many cases which are tragic, some which are comic, and a large number which are merely strange. There are none which are ordinary. For, working as he did, rather for the love of his art, rather than for the gaining of wealth, he refused to associate himself with any investigation which was not rather unusual, or even fantastic.